You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Awakening superpowers through higher dimension healing. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. So if you're ready, let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So please let's welcome Justin Rekla to this show. We will be talking about spiritual meaning of new masculine. I am super excited to have Justin here in the show. He is a former counterintelligence agent and master of intelligence transference and information entanglement. These unique superpowers position him to guide his clients both in business and in life. His message is simple: help others do things better and have self-dominion in everything you do. Please join me to welcome Justin Rekla. Hi, Justin. Super happy to have you here in my show today.
Hi, love. Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this conversation for some time.
Well, yeah. So please let's start by telling us, what's your healing superpower?
I've been playing with energy for some time. We've trained Neva up on how to use energy and how to use it to heal. And I've always had this innate ability to be able to, you know, if I get hurt or I cut myself or, you know, just little things, to be able to speed up the healing process in my own body, depending on the energy that I give it. So I love working with energy. I love working with crystals. I love working with intention in utilizing the body to be able to heal itself.
I just absolutely love this, because if you have met Justin in person, this is a big guy that it has a very imponent presence. And usually when I have met guys that like these kind of things, they have a very feminine energy that is just, that you can feel it. You don't feel that when you meet Justin. And that's why I really love to talk about this and go deeper into the topic that we have today. Because we are going to talk about spiritual meaning of new masculine. And before we just deep into this topic, please, Justin, would you take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today?
Oh, God, pick one. Everything that I've learned along the way in my own journey, back when I was a kid, a lot of my abilities got shut off just because of the beliefs of the people around me and so forth. They didn't understand it, so they didn't know how to guide me through it. And nothing to their own fault, of course, but just the fact that they didn't know. So nobody really knew how to train me. And it really wasn't until my 20s, when I was in college, that some of my abilities started coming back online. Some of my understanding of who I was, how we work and operate as individuals, as spiritual beings. And one of the biggest lessons that I had was from a friend of mine who had been in the spiritual community for a while. She was a practicing Wiccan, and she really, really kind of opened up the doorway for me to realize that there was more, there was possibility, and that what I was experiencing wasn't necessarily crazy. So it was literally from an experience that I had with her, just sitting and having a conversation with her, that I got the affirmation that I needed to know that, you know, everything I experienced up to this point was important, was useful, and could be trained on. And I think there's a lot of guys out there today that have similar abilities. They know how things work, but they're either too afraid to dive into it because nobody's told them different, or they've associated with that's something that only women do, and that we as men, that, you know, we're not supposed to carry that. So I think that for me was a super, super pivotal moment in my life to be able to step back and go, you know what? No, there's something to this, and that's really what helped set me on my path of where I'm at today.
Very interesting, Justin. And if I ask you, just tell me what will be that burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life, would you say it was the one that you just shared with us? Or there was another moment where you say, this is no more about this. Now I feel that my real call is towards this new path.
Wow. You know, I'm getting chills as you asked that question. You know, I had a lot of different moments in my life where I realized that I needed to shift and up level and so forth. But it wasn't until I met Tonya that I really had my burning bush moment, and really saw what the divine had laid out for myself, for the mission that we've set out to do with Superpower Experts. You know, it was at that moment in time that I knew that there was something different. But the real, if you're going to get detailed, the detailed perspective, that burning bush moment really came from, there was a gentleman that we were speaking with in Bisbee, Arizona, and he was a healer and he was a light worker. And Tony was pregnant at the time, and he looked at me and he said, "You do realize that if you don't do what you're here to do, that she," referring to Neva in the womb, "is not going to be able to do what she's here to do." And it was at that moment in time that I realized that I needed to get out of my own way and step up into something bigger.
Oh, and I got chilled. And guys, the people who are listening to this, if you haven't met Justin, Tonya, and Neva, have you heard about the super, what's the name of this movie? I love Invincibles. Is that the name?
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles, there you go. This family for me is the real, like in bone and flesh, reproduction of the Incredibles. It's just unbelievable. And you need to meet Neva. I am just in my conversation because I really want her to be here in the show. No, Tonya was already here. But exactly what Justin is saying is exactly what this family exudes. It's just this energy and this opportunity where everyone, not just Neva, but Tonya and Justin and people around them, we can really embody the divinity we are, and just we can accomplish this mission of being here in this 3D. So thank you so much. I honor that. And I know that it's just the reality you're living right now, Justin. So thank you so much for sharing with us this very intimate moment in your life when you said, I think it's my time now, or you wouldn't be now in this experience.
Well, you know, absolutely. Well, and just to add to that, I think that that's where a lot of people are sitting in their own lives, is the what's next, what's different than, what's bigger than what life is at the level that they're experiencing it now. And I think there's so many people that are craving that, longing that. I know it because every time we engage with people and interact with people, they feel it and they express that. And so I'm just honored to be able to work with so many amazing people such as yourself to be able to help with that message out.
Yeah, and I witnessed that. It's just exactly as you said it, and even more. Justin, where can people go to find out more about you?
Well, they can actually find me a couple of different places. They can listen into my podcast on the Superpower Up Network, under Incorporating Superpowers. So if you go to superpoweractors.com, click on the podcast tab, go to the Incorporating Superpowers link, you'll find me there, or they can find us under our vetting services at clearbusinessdirectory.com.
Yes, and I want all of you to please go and listen to his new podcast. It was just released like some months ago, weeks ago, Justin? Like last month?
By the time this show airs, we'll probably only be about 6 or 7 shows in. But yeah, brand new, super excited, have a lot of amazing guests on the show. It's all about business and how people are doing things better in business.
Yes, and especially doing better in business through their own divinity, through all of this energy work that is really, really important. So we've been talking with Justin Drekla about spiritual meaning of new masculine. When we come back from this short break, we are going to talk more about his healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We are back, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today, we are talking with Justin Drekla about spiritual meaning of new masculine. So, Justin, tell us about what it is to be a counterintelligence agent.
That's a great question. I can tell you, but I have to kill you. No, joking. a lot of people, you know, like, how did I get from, you know, where I was as a counterintel agent to where we're at today and doing the work in the world that we're doing today? Really wasn't that much far off or different than what we're doing, because in order to be a counterintelligence agent, yes, we got to play in the sexy world of, you know, espionage and, you know, intelligence gathering and all of that, you know, and we trained agents on those skill sets. And really ultimately at the end of the day, what it comes down to is that in order to be an effective counterintelligence agent, you have to understand the inner workings of human beings. We joke around and, you know, I like to tell people that, you know, there's only so many ways that you can put together a human being. There's only so many different ways that you can put them together, what order they're put in together, what energies they carried forward, what egos there and all that kind of stuff, is all the same. And it's just the level of understanding that. And the reason why that's important in the intelligence world is that when you're a counterintelligence agent, you're doing one of two things. You're either trying to convince people and get them to trust you so they provide you with the information for your own country's intelligence needs, or you're trying to get close to somebody who's spying on our own government and our own military. And so in order to manipulate those people into trusting you, into understanding that you have their best interests in mind, so they share the information that you need to support your intelligence gathering needs in the mission that's going to save lives, you have to understand what makes that person think, what makes them tick. You have to understand their stories. You have to understand their perspective of the world. And so it's things like in-group, out-group dynamics, understanding how to get close to someone and what makes them tick. On the other side, if they're spying on us, you have to understand why somebody would spy. So why somebody would sell out their country? What are their fears? What are their stories that the enemy was using against them to manipulate them to get them to share information with them? And so really no different than the work that we're doing now, other than the fact that the superpowers that I used when I was an agent were used to support something that we no longer believe in, which is why we stepped away from government You know, because we saw that we weren't really poor. Yes, we were saving lives and we were helping protect our troops. And yes, we were helping protect our agents, but that wasn't big enough for us. And it's not what we were called to do. And when Spirit stepped in and said, it's time for you to do something else, we flipped it and we took those skills, we took those abilities and started bringing it to other people to show them where they in their own life can examine these things and up-level who they are and really have that self-dominion, become the agent of their own life, per se, and using it for good.
I really like, and I think this is really interesting because it's like before it was an energy manipulation work, but now it's also an energy manipulation work from a higher frequency. It's not just these 3D issues and negotiations and situations, but it's taking these to a higher level.
It's gone from, it went from when you were an agent to being a form of, you know, manipulation to now it's empowerment.
Because
in this work, in this spiritual development, in this personal growth, it's a journey. And you have to want it. 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 And when we were in the government, it was forced upon us. You had to go. You had to go do it. Not only that, but the people that you know were involved with, whether you know it was from an investigation perspective or an intelligence gathering perspective, it was a game, and they weren't necessarily in it willingly because they weren't necessarily fully aware of what we were doing. To get them to share or confide or whatnot in us. And in this game, in the personal development arena, in the superpower arena, it's all about assisting those that want to grow, that want to change, that want to see things differently, and empowering them and giving them the tools and the training that they need so they can utilize it in their own lives so they can stop being manipulated by the outside forces that they have, or at least feel subjected to in their own lives.
That's fascinating. It's just super clear because I think that sometimes people, they are not clear about all of these things about superpowers. And that means that I need to see through the windows or through the walls, or I need to fly. But it's just this exactly as you just described it. And if we keep on talking about all of these energy stuff and how to empower yourself and how can you just really incarnate and embody the powerful divinity you are, Justin, what is the meaning of spirituality for you?
You know, for me, I'm not going to speak for a lot of guys, but for all guys, but I think there's this new... there's a shift in masculinity that's occurring. So for so long, women, the feminine energy has been fighting to get to where they're at now. And I think we can see the results of that throughout society, and it continues to shift and it continues to up level, but you know, men kind of got left back in the caveman era, and spiritual development for men was kind of like pause, but you know, we kind of had to allow that to happen while the feminine stepped forward, because I think if the masculine had stepped forward first, we'd be in mass chaos and things would be a lot worse in the world than they are today. But because that feminine's come in and it continues to step forward, it's allowing guys space and time to figure out who we are as spiritual beings. You know, we've seen the movement within the personal development industry, where the caveman motif of pound my chest, I'm the king, I'm hear me, you know, I whatever, you know, whatever, the I'm the powerful man, here I am, you know, to the where you have to be this embodiment and you have to be this workout figure and you've got to be in fit shape and all that kind of stuff, or the opposite side of it, of, you know, the over feminine masculine energy that really is just more feminine energy than it is masculine energy. And, you know, we've seen all of this, but for me, spirituality and defining what it means to be masculine today is having self-dominion over yourself in everything. And I mean everything. So everything that you experience, everything that you receive, everything that you create, from the bills that you have to pay to the job that you're doing, to the status of your relationship, to your own physical being. It's all about balance. It's all about taking 100% responsibility for everything that you have and you experience in your life, finding that balance and recognizing that you can set your ego aside and just operate and just be. I think so many guys are just striving to just be because we're caught up in the fight. We're caught up in the strife. And while, yes, that's part of it, at the frequency that I exist and that I experience, when I create the most and I'm in connection with the divine, I just am. I just be. And I think there's a lot of guys that don't know what that looks like. They're craving that. They want that. And, you know, that's part of my role at Superpower Experts is to help those guys achieve that. And so for me, it's about balance and taking 100% responsibility, self-dominion for everything in your life.
Justin, I really would like to repeat this. Spirituality for Justin Reckla is self-dominion over yourself in everything you do and in everything you are, is balance. And I do believe that right now we are at a different place in life, at a different moment, energetically speaking, where we just really need to start seeing this human experience from a different perspective. And nowadays, most of all of these movements are guided to women, so women circles. And if you go and you talk to people that work with crystals and cards and oracles, most of their clients are women. If you talk about self-empowerment and just be able to know who you are and how far you can make it and take it in life, it's about women. And yesterday when we were talking about this interview, I got really, really excited because it's also a responsibility from your masculine, from your being as a man, to take this step up and say, well, it's also my responsibility. We have been just dealing in the whole world from our society from this masculine energy. And it's not that it's not good or bad. It's just that now we need to start moving through a balance. And it's not just, as you said it before, it's not just about all of these masculine energies, also bringing that feminine energy into the role, into this game, so we can win as a humanity. And that leads me to my next question. So why, from your perspective, from your experience working with guys and working with all of this energy, and now in this new podcast about business and how to just take it from a different level and all of this stuff that you are doing, why it's important to assume this new masculine nowadays from a masculine body, from a man, not just talking about the masculine energy. It's more about being a man right now. How is to assume that the new era that is bringing the fact that you are a man right now in the middle of all of this feminine explosion?
Well, you know, part of it is that, one, if we don't step up and men don't start stepping up and taking some dominion over themselves, the energies are going to remain off balance. I think, like I said, at the beginning, you know, the feminine energy really stepped up over the last 20, 30 years. We've seen it. You experience it. Yeah, I mean, you even give a voice. Most people in that space are women. Mm-hmm. And that will continue if we don't step up. Those energies won't balance out. And we have to have that balance in our life, in society. Because otherwise, one energy, anything in one direction is going to throw us off kilter. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to step back up into it. And I think we're starting to see that And we're starting to see that in business. We're starting to see some of that in politics. And, you know, it's going to rub people the wrong way because we've been used to dealing with the feminine energy for so long. And now the masculine's coming back online. And guess what? It's going to be friction. There's going to be some irritation because the masculine energy feels completely different than the feminine energy. And there's going to have to be a way for, in order for that to shift, we as men, the masculine energy's got to come forward. And we've got to maintain that balance because otherwise men are going to continue to find themselves in situations that they don't like, things that don't benefit humanity, things that don't serve society, things that don't serve their families. And we, if we really want to, you know, heal our society, if we really want to heal what's going on in business, we have to have that connection to the divine. And in order to do that, we have to find balance within ourselves, both male and female. We have to find that balance within ourselves with the masculine and feminine energy. And for guys, we have to figure out what that looks like for us now. Otherwise, we stay disconjointed. And I truly believe that we can get there if the leaders and those that are willing to have the courage to step forward to do it for themselves, take action, and start making a change in their own lives, because it'll have a ripple effect across the globe.
Justin, I really appreciate that those words come from a guy like you. Because this show is about high frequency healing. And there is no way that we can really be accountable for our own healing at all levels if we don't start being aware of the role of the masculine and feminine energy inside us. And I just really appreciate that you said it in the way you said it, and especially that those words come from you. Because I do believe, and I've been thinking and discussing this with different groups, that it's exactly what is going to happen. If we start just bringing all this feminine energy, of being aware of that feminine energy, but the masculine itself, it's not keeping that balance and being there. We still need the masculine energy. We need it. We need these men to be able to keep on being men. We want them to be strong. We want them to protect us. We want them to plan. We want them to structure, but we also want them to go inside and connect to their emotions. And we as women, we need to keep on being who we are, but we also need to understand that we have been giving a lot of energy and attention to our masculine, and now is also time for us to go inside. So that would be the only way we can really not just heal our lives, but heal our planet. It's just going and look at the feminine from a different perspective and keep healing and harmonizing this masculine so we can really step up in a different world and start creating something different. So thank you. Thank you so much, because I'm passionate about this topic and I do value your intervention and your energy in all of this movement.
What I'm called to do. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So what is the role of the business nowadays into this world? Because for a long time, men were the ones being the leaders in the business. But now we can see a huge wave of women saying, hey, I also want to have my business, and I also want to be a CEO, and I also want to be the owner of my time, my money, my business. So how is all of this working nowadays for you as a businessman?
You know, the biggest shift for me was I stopped focusing on money. And I think there's so many guys that get hung up on having to find a job or having to run a business because that provider role that we carry, which is not always true for everybody, but that provider role, or thinking that money is going to solve your problems, has been a lie. We've been sold a lie ever since we were in school. We've been sold a lie from what it means to get a job and the importance of that. And the biggest thing that changed my perspective on that, and the reason why we're able to do what we do today is that we don't focus on money. You know what we focus on? We focus on impact. We focus on relationship. And I don't care if you've got a job, quit going to that job because you need money. Start going to that job because you want to have an impact on the world, because you want to be in service to something bigger than you. And if you're in a job to where you're in a 9-to-5 and you can't see the bigger picture for the part that you play in that job, I'm going to encourage you to take a step out of your reality and shift your perspective for a moment. And perhaps you should be doing something different. Because if you don't feel like you're having an impact where you're at, you need to be doing something different. One, you need to shift your perspective away from money and shift it to how does my work in the world have an impact? And I don't care if you sweep floors, the janitor, I don't care what position it is, you have an impact. And as long as you can come from it, a place of impact and be in service to something bigger than yourself, your world shifts. And that's really what's empowerment for me in business, is knowing that I've got a mission that I'm in service to, that Tony and I are in service to, that we've been called to do something different, to show people how to raise a child different, and to empower others, to give them voice so they can go out and have an impact on the world. And here's how I know it's working. We get 1 million downloads a month on our podcast network. People are listening. People are hungry to be connected with those that have an impact on their lives. And you, if you're listening to this, can be that person. Shift your perspective, whether you're a business owner or an employee, it doesn't matter. Shift your focus from money to impact in relationships and watch what happens.
You just led me there. It's so powerful. And I need to admit that I've been learning this since I've been Superpower Experts. And that has been a huge challenge for me. It was said, my heart heard about it. I listened, but I couldn't wrap up the whole idea about what they meant. But now I understand, because money would be another topic. Money is something completely different from what we think as humans. But I do believe, Justin, that what you just said about impact and create relationships, being in service, is the shift we need to make to create successful business and have the life that we want. So going into this line, because you are already telling us you need to do this, I suggest you do this. Share with us 2 or 3 steps or tips for anyone to start their own healing process to live a spiritual life, as you said it, a life in balance.
You know, the first step is to start asking yourself why. Why do you do things? And examine them. Go down the rabbit hole. Well, this why might lead you to this. Well, why do I go to work? Well, I go to work because I need to provide money. Well, okay, well, why do you need money? Well, because I need a house to pay. Well, why do you need that? Start playing the why game in everything that you're doing. And if it's in service to money, fame, fortune, wealth, then shift that, because it needs to be connected to, in order to grow, in order to shift, in order to evolve, you need to start focusing on who you are in the world. What does that mean? Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you have the fears that you have? Why do you have the stories that you have? Who are you surrounding yourself with that are reinforcing those stories? Why are they reinforcing those stories? Why don't they see things differently? If you want something different, you have to start examining things in your life, the stories that you have, the perceptions that you have, the friends that you have. You have to start examining them. And if they're not in alignment with where you want to be, then you have to have the courage to do something different. You have to have the courage to look inward. You have to have the courage to be able to be willing to evolve. And not everybody is, and that's fine. We need people. We need people at all levels. We need people at all levels. But we know for a fact that there's a huge waking up in society happening, and those that are ready to do something different, those that are ready to hear and are here to evolve, take a look at where you're at, examine it, play the why game, and start doing things differently.
Justin, thank you so much. I know you are so busy. You are in the middle of an event, and I really want to say thank you from my heart and also from all the people who now have the opportunity to listen to a guy stepping up in their own, in his own power. So let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you, Justin.
Absolutely. They can find me at superpowerexperts.com. Click on the Incorporating Superpowers tab under the podcast section. You'll see my new show there where we're talking about business and talking to people that are doing things different, dare I say better in business, or they can find us at clearbusinessdirectory.com as well.
Thank you so much, Justin, for sharing your healing superpowers with us.
Thank you.
And thank you all of you for joining us today. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation, Change Actions, Shift Energy, to leave heaven down here on earth. I will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.